We're deep, deep in injury time at the end of this game, and it looks as if this one's going to end all square again, and that would be the second time this season that these sides will share the points. Declan, a 0-0 draw down at Bishopsgate, which on the night was probably a fair result, and you could say the same here tonight.
Yeah, just lacked that wee bit of quality. That's been the main difference. You're right, in a draw, but fair enough result for me. Just both teams just haven't created the opportunities, and when they have good opportunities, just having the quality to go and finish it. But both teams and defences have been on top, and more so than attacking options. And there's the referee blowing up overall. Fair result, good performance by fighting performance by Longford. Harps just lacked a wee bit of quality at home, and just low in confidence, and both teams are probably low in confidence. But listen, it's for both teams, obviously. 1-1, and you know, so just the show goes on. Pretty much, they had a big week there with three games over a very short space of time, and you could see that tonight. The performance from both teams is very tired looking and lacklustre as well. So, but yeah, it's a point, and it stops a rot for Harps, who are on got a few bad results in the bounce, and obviously it's important to get a point in at home as well, because they've lost the last five at home as well, so that's important to get something from tonight's game. But Longford, we're all happy with their performance, and getting away from home and getting the draw, it's a you know, getting an extra point, and things haven't changed too much in the bottom three as a result.
Well, the big talking points in that game, the goal from Longford Town early on through Aaron Dobbs on 12 minutes, a controversial goal, no doubt about that. He put the ball into the net, and the flag went up on the far side to indicate that he was offside when the ball reached him, but the referee allowed it to stand. It came after Dylan Grimes had a shot coming back off the crossbar. A wonderful effort from Grimes. But anyway, Longford won up. Harps drawing level though, 5 minutes later. Owen Abbey with a good finish inside the area, picking up possession after Barry McNamee's attempted shot was, well, it just reached the striker, who turned onto his left foot and buried the ball in past goalkeeper Lee Stacey, who had a good game. Stacey saved from Will Seymour around about the half hour to deny Harps a second. And then Grimes had a shot well saved by Mark Anthony McGinley, another long range strike from Longford's left winger. Into the second half, and Harps were presented with that great, great chance to go 2-1 in front, Declan, when Barry McNamee saw his penalty saved by Stacey, who had a good game for the visitors. After that, Harps didn't really test the visiting goalkeeper, and in the end, Longford held out comfortably.
Yeah, they did. I suppose the big moment, you're at home, just into the second half, and you've got a penalty, and you know that, you know, especially against teams that are around you, you need to be sticking that away, obviously. Struggled well enough, but the keeper dived to his left, and got a good hand and saved it, and you know, that's the difference. If you go and obviously score that one, it gives you a bit of momentum and drives you forward, and obviously from that you can go out and either get another one to kill the game, or you drive on. It's just, I suppose that's just the way we are at the minute. Harps, our confidence are very low, and you know, the performance at times we're okay, the work's very good, the attitude's very good, just the quality's been poor. We just haven't kept possession, and we don't look like hurting too many teams unless we go very direct over the top. And Tundi Olabi's running onto space, or Adam Foley's there as well. So good performance by Longford. They worked really hard, very industrial. Midfield three get a lot of work in, and they get their shape. When they lose possession, they get into shape very quickly, and they make it very difficult for the opposition, and Harps find it out at their cost tonight.
Well, it's a case of as you were then at the bottom of the table. Longford stay 4 points adrift of Waterford, and Harps will move on to 20 points, but they remain 11 points ahead of Longford, although they do close the gap now on Derry City above them to just 2 points. That's because Longford, Waterford, Harps all drew tonight. Derry losing against Dundalk, who, as I say, move up to sixth place in the table. Next up for Longford Town is a home fixture against Sligo Rovers next weekend. For Harps, another big game. They travel to play Drogheda United. Their next game here in Balbuffet is in a fortnight's time. Another big one. It's at home to Waterford FC.